All right, let's jump right in, folks. Today, we're taking a deep dive into the world of the early church. We've got these excerpts from a YouTube video. It's called The Apostles After Jesus and uploaded by Family Time. And let me tell you, it is full of drama, miracles, larger than life stories. It's going to bring history to life.
Yeah. It really does. It's fascinating to see how this video uses dramatic storytelling and captivating visuals to explore what happened to Jesus' followers after his ascension. And we're talking angels, prison breaks, shipwrecks, I mean, you name it.
Yeah, this is going to be good. So let's start. Let's unpack this. Let's start with the ascension. So the video describes this incredibly powerful scene, you know, clouds, glowing figures. The disciples are literally left staring up at the sky. Speechless.
Really sets the scene. And you know, this event, this marks the official birth of the Christian church, the start of their mission to spread the gospel. But the disciples were just getting started.
Right. Then comes Pentecost. The video depicts this event with tongues of fire descending on the disciples. What's that about?
Well, you know, fire, it often represents that transformative power of the Holy Spirit, empowering them to spread the gospel in ways they never could have imagined before this.
Right. And then it gets even wilder. They start speaking in all these different languages. The video says that people from all over were totally bewildered. Like, what is going on here?
Yeah, could you imagine witnessing that? It would have been awe-inspiring and confusing.
Yeah.
You know, it's really interesting because this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that's what transformed them from from a group of grieving followers into a bold and rapidly growing movement.
That's incredible to think how quickly the early church just starts to grow. But as the video shows, it wasn't all, you know, smooth sailing. The story that really stood out to me was the stoning of Stephen.
It's a tough one. You know, Stephen's death, it's considered the first Christian martyrdom. You know, it's a stark reminder of the persecution that early Christians faced. And while tragic, this event, it ironically helped to spread the gospel even further. I mean, think about it. Believers fled Jerusalem. They wanted to escape persecution, so they carried their message to new regions.
Yeah, it's like this ripple effect. While persecution is raging, you have these other apostles. They're out there spreading the good news in different corners of the world. You know, you got Philip. He's out there converting people in Samaria. And he even encounters this sorcerer named Simon.
Oh, Simon the sorcerer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Philip's work is significant because it highlights the expansion of Christianity beyond those Jewish communities.
Mm.
His encounter with Simon the sorcerer also reveals the challenges of maintaining the integrity of the faith when people try to manipulate it or exploit it for personal gain.
It's amazing how these early Christians, they face opposition head on. But then there's Saul, or should I say Paul, his conversion story, it is, I mean, it's one for the ages. I mean, the video portrays it as this incredibly dramatic encounter with a blinding light, a voice from heaven.
It's one of the most well-known, yeah, Saul's transformation. I mean, it's truly remarkable. He goes from this fierce persecutor of Christians to one of Christianity's most, you know, influential figures. And this wasn't just a change of heart. You know, this was a complete upheaval of his entire world. He went from hunting down Christians to being confronted by Jesus himself.
I know. Talk about a 180. And to make things even more complicated, the other apostles, you know, they didn't exactly welcome him with open arms at first. The video mentions they were pretty hesitant to trust him, which, you know, makes sense given his history.
I mean, yeah, can you blame them? I mean, their initial resistance is totally understandable. Imagine trying to trust someone who had been, you know, actively harming your community. But eventually they did. They recognized the genuineness of his conversion and the crucial role he would play in sharing the gospel with the Gentiles.
Right, right. Speaking of Gentiles, that brings us to Peter's vision. The one where, you know, a sheet full of animals is lowered down from heaven. It felt a little symbolic, honestly. What was the takeaway message there?
So this vision, it revolutionized the early church because, you know, up until this point, they were primarily focused on converting Jews.
Mm-hmm.
But this vision, it dramatically expanded their mission field to include the entire world. Like, they were breaking down the barriers between Jews and Gentiles.
That's huge. I mean, that's a big deal. And this directly leads to the story of Cornelius, the Roman centurion. Peter baptizes Cornelius and his entire household, even though they're Gentiles. That is a pivotal turning point for the early church.
A pivotal turning point. Yeah, Cornelius's conversion. It's a watershed moment. I mean, it dismantles the barriers between Jews and Gentiles within the Christian community. And it paves the way for Christianity's, you know, global expansion.
So it's incredible how the video portrays these pivotal moments that shaped the future of Christianity. But even with those triumphs, it doesn't shy away from the struggles that these early Christians faced. You see Paul, you know, going through persecution and imprisonment during his missionary journeys.
Yeah, I mean, Paul's experiences, they mirror those of many, many apostles and early believers. They face constant opposition, yet, you know, their unwavering commitment to spreading the good news. Yeah. That's what fueled Christianity's growth. It's a reminder that faith isn't passive, you know? It's an active force that compels us to reach out to others, even when it's hard.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes those efforts led to some pretty humorous situations, like when the people in Lystra mistook Paul and Barnabas for Greek gods and tried to offer them sacrifices.
Oh, yeah. I mean, can you imagine the awkwardness of that situation? You know, their teachings often clashed with established religious beliefs, leading to reverence and resistance, and sometimes hilarious misunderstandings.
Right. Even with those challenges, Paul's impact is undeniable. I mean, the video mentions his letters. They became a cornerstone of Christian theology.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, imagine trying to establish a new church in a foreign city with no clear guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the early Christians faced. So Paul's letters, like his letter to the Corinthians, they address these practical questions about leadership, worship, and moral behavior, offering much needed guidance to those fledgling communities.
So his letters really did provide a foundation for the early church. And then the video shifts to this dramatic climax. Paul gets arrested in Jerusalem. He faces multiple trials. He even survives a plot to assassinate him. I mean, you can practically feel the tension building, you know, as Paul faces these trials.
Yeah. And despite those constant threats, Paul, he never wavered. He never wavered in his commitment to his mission. His arrest and journey to Rome, they really showcase his courage and resilience in the face of danger. And that claim to Roman citizenship, it's not just a plot point. You know, it highlights how intertwined the early church was with Roman law and politics. Paul's citizenship, you know, provided him with certain legal protections that were crucial for his ministry and his travels.
It's crazy to think about how much was at stake for him. And of course, we can't forget about the shipwreck. It makes you wonder what was going through his mind during those moments, you know?
Oh, the shipwreck. Yeah, it's kind of a symbolic representation of the challenges and uncertainties that Paul faced. But, you know, even in the face of disaster, he persevered, eventually arriving in Rome to continue his ministry. The video leaves us with a sense of anticipation, knowing that his story doesn't end there.
It's amazing how this video packs so much action and drama into the story of the early church. But there's so much more to explore about the individual journeys of each apostle.
Yeah, there really is. You know, their lives and contributions offer valuable insights into early Christianity's development and its lasting impact on the world. Makes you wonder, what would it have been like to be a part of that movement, to witness those miracles and face those challenges firsthand?
That is such a good question. What aspects of their journey have resonated most with you so far? Stay tuned, because we'll continue to unpack these stories and the lessons they hold for us today in the next part of our deep dive.
So picking up where we left off, it's incredible to consider what lessons we can learn from these early Christians, even, you know, thousands of years later.
Mm.
Their story, as we've seen in this video, it wasn't just about spreading a message. You know, it was about living it out, even when facing incredible adversity.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's inspiring to see how they stood up for their beliefs, even, you know, when threatened with persecution or death. It's their courage that I think about a lot.
Absolutely. You know, their courage, it came from this profound conviction in the truth of their message. You know, they weren't simply adhering to rules. You know, they had experienced the transformative power of faith in Jesus firsthand and felt compelled to share it with the world.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of honesty and kind of aligning your actions with your beliefs, I mean, I keep thinking about Ananias and Sapphira, you know, this couple who lied about their donation to the church. If honesty was so important, why would they even attempt to deceive the apostles? What does that tell us about the pressures or temptations they might have faced?
You know, their tragic fate, it highlights the high value placed on honesty and integrity within that early Christian community. It demonstrates that importance, the importance of aligning your actions with your beliefs,
yeah,
even when, you know, even when it's difficult.
You know, this video really emphasizes the importance of community, especially during those times of persecution. You see, the early Christians, they supported each other. They shared resources. They worshiped together.
Oh, it was essential, that sense of community. It was essential for their survival. You know, they found strength and encouragement in each other's company, you know, fostering that unity and mutual support. It wasn't just about individual belief. It was about belonging to something larger than themselves.
Right. And they didn't just stay within their own little group. You know, they reached out to others, welcoming people from all walks of life. And the video really emphasizes this theme of inclusivity, especially in the story of Peter and Cornelius.
Absolutely. Their willingness to embrace those outside their, you know, their cultural and religious norms is a powerful example for us today. You know, it challenges us to break down the barriers that divide us and extend compassion and understanding to those who may be different from us.
Yeah. It's like they understood that the message of the gospel was meant for everyone. Mm. And they weren't afraid to step outside their comfort zones to share it.
That's right. Their mission wasn't bound by, you know, geography or culture. They traveled extensively, enduring hardships, risking their lives to spread the good news. And that's a powerful reminder that faith isn't passive.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's an active force.
It is. But the video also shows how those challenges, they ultimately strengthened Paul's faith and kind of shaped his message. It's like he became even more convinced of the gospel's power through those hardships he endured.
That's right. I mean, Paul's numerous missionary journeys, they were filled with danger and opposition. They highlight the dedication required to live out one's faith. You know, his unwavering belief in the power of the gospel, that fueled his determination to share it, even when facing seemingly insurmountable challenges.
Right, and he never gave up, even when, you know, facing persecution, imprisonment, or even death.
Yeah.
He persevered. And his story is a testament to the early Christians' unwavering commitment.
You know, and it wasn't just about, you know, blindly following orders. They actively wrestled with theological questions and sought guidance from the Holy Spirit. I mean, remember the debate about Gentile inclusion? That wasn't just, you know, a minor disagreement. That was a fundamental question about Christianity's nature.
Yeah, it shows that they weren't afraid to challenge assumptions and have those tough conversations. You know, they were willing to adapt and grow as their understanding of God's plan unfolded.
And that's a crucial lesson for us today. You know, faith it's not static. It's a journey of ongoing learning and discovery. It requires us to, you know, to engage with complex questions, consider different perspectives, and be open to the Holy Spirit's guidance. I mean, just to wrap all this up, the early Christians' lives were a testament to the transformative power of faith. They didn't just preach a message. They lived it out in their communities, their interactions, and their willingness to sacrifice for their beliefs, their legacy. You know, it's not just in their words. It's in their actions. Mm-hmm. And they continue to inspire us centuries later. You know, it's a call to action. It echoes through the ages. You know, the stories of these early Christians, so vividly brought to life in this video, they serve as a reminder that faith is not a passive belief. It's a dynamic force that compels us to engage with the world, to stand up for what we believe in, and to make a difference in the lives of others.
And sometimes, you know, it takes a little drama, a few miracles, and even a shipwreck or two to truly make that impact.
Yeah, you know, but what's truly remarkable is that their story doesn't end there. You know, the video ends with Paul in Rome, ready to continue his ministry, suggesting that even in confinement, the spread of the gospel, it continued.
Mm, it makes you wonder, what happened next?
Right.
You know, how did Paul's ministry in Rome unfold? What new challenges and triumphs awaited him?
Yeah, I mean, these are all questions worth exploring. And while we may not have all the answers, one thing is clear: the apostle story, as depicted in this video, it's not just, you know, a historical account. It's a testament to the enduring power of faith, the resilience of the human spirit, and the transformative impact of a message that continues to resonate across the centuries.
This deep dive has been a journey. It's a reminder that there's always more to learn, more to discover, and more to be inspired by.
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of it. You know, it's not just about, you know, absorbing information. It's about sparking curiosity, inviting further exploration. and encouraging us to connect these ancient stories to our own lives.
Right, right. So what does this all mean? What stands out to you from this deep dive? What resonates with you?
That's the question. So the question we want to leave you with, mm-hmm. take some time to reflect,
yeah.
you know, on the stories of the apostles, their challenges, their triumphs, and the enduring message they carried. How might their experiences, you know, inspire you in your journey of faith? How might their example, you know, challenge you to live out your beliefs in a world that often seems indifferent or even hostile to them?
It's a lot to ponder. But that's what we do here at The Deep Dive. We take a deep breath, we jump right in, and see where the currents take us. We've covered a lot of ground, but there's still so much more to uncover. In the final part of our deep dive, we'll explore the individual journeys of the apostles and what their legacy means for us today. As we wrap up our deep dive into the apostles after Jesus, you know, it's striking how these stories from thousands of years ago, they still feel so relevant today.
They really do. It's a testament to the enduring power of these narratives,
you right. know,
themes of faith, courage, persecution,
yeah.
and the spread of a transformative message. You know?
Yeah.
They resonate across cultures and time periods.
One thing that keeps coming back to me is how, you know, these ordinary people, they accomplished such extraordinary things. They weren't superheroes. They were fishermen, tax collectors. Everyday people who found themselves part of something much, much bigger than themselves.
Yeah. And that's a key takeaway here. The video doesn't shy away from showing their humanity, you know.
Oh.
They doubted, they argued, they made mistakes. But their encounter with Jesus, that's what transformed them and the Holy Spirit empowered them to do remarkable things.
Yeah, and they faced some serious pushback too, you yeah. know, rejection.
Mm.
Imprisonment, even violence, it makes you realize the cost of standing up for what you believe in.
You know, the experiences they show that faith often comes at a price, but it also reveals the strength and resilience found in a community united by a shared belief.
Mm-hmm.
They supported each other, they encouraged each other,
yeah.
and their collective faith helped them overcome tremendous obstacles.
And think about the impact they had. I mean, starting with this small group of followers, they spread the gospel throughout the Roman Empire and beyond. It's mind-boggling how their actions just they changed the course of history.
It is. It really is. Their story is a powerful reminder that even small acts of faith, they can have far-reaching consequences.
Mm.
You know, they didn't have social media or mass communication. They relied on personal interactions,
mm-hmm.
word of mouth. And an unwavering commitment to their mission. It's a testament to the power of individual action driven by a compelling belief.
And they didn't let those cultural barriers hold them back either. You know, you think about Peter's vision of the sheet with all the animals, the story of Cornelius. They challenge us to think about our own biases and preconceptions.
Absolutely. Their willingness to embrace Gentiles into the faith was revolutionary for its time. You know?
Yeah.
It challenged these deeply ingrained social and religious norms, pushing them to redefine the boundaries of their community, and it paved the way for Christianity's growth and diversification across the globe.
It's like they understood that the message of love and redemption wasn't meant to be exclusive. It was meant to break down walls, you know, not build them up.
Precisely, and that's a challenge for us today, isn't it? To live out our faith in a way that embraces diversity,
mm-hmm.
extends compassion, and seeks to build bridges rather than than reinforce divisions.
Yeah, yeah. It's easy to get caught up in our own little worlds, our own comfort zones. But the story of the apostles, you know, it reminds us that faith is meant to be shared, to be lived out in community, mm-hmm. and to have a positive impact on the world around us.
It's a call to action, an invitation to step out of our comfort zones, embrace the challenges that come with living out our beliefs, and trust that even in the face of adversity, we can make a difference.
It's almost like they're passing the torch, saying, okay, we did our part, now it's your turn.
You know, and that's the beauty of it. Their story doesn't end with the video. You know, it continues to unfold in the lives of those who are inspired by their example, challenged by their message, and empowered by the same Holy Spirit that guided them.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you hope our listener takes away from this exploration of the apostles after Jesus?
Well, I hope they come away with a renewed sense of of possibility.
Yeah.
So the story of the apostles, it's not just, you know, an ancient tale. It's a living testament to the transformative power of faith, the resilience of the human spirit,
right,
and the impact that ordinary people can have when united by a common purpose.
That's beautifully said. And for our listener out there, you know, we encourage you to keep digging, keep questioning, keep exploring, you know. The world is full of fascinating stories waiting to be discovered and connected to our own lives. Until next time, keep diving deep.